Today's talk is gaining know-how, but if you look at the spelling of it, you'll see it's not the typical know-how. Does this need to be turned off? Does anybody know? Where's my sound person? Whoa! I feel like it's interfering. Like double the sound. Thank you, sound guy. This is Kelly Standing, by the way. Oh, no, it was not. Okay, anyway, what I wanted to talk about today was one of the great discoveries I had in my own life is to get my hands off of the how, is to focus on what it is that I would love to see come in, or to, if I have a challenge in my life, not to try to figure out how I'm going to move this away, or how I'm going to get into this particular field, or how I'm going to do this particular thing, but instead just to dream my dream, think about what I would love to do, and then back away from it. And it's not just when we're in challenges that we have something, some intelligence, some partnering, some friend, it's all the time it's going on, all the time. But we may not recognize it. One of the first things we have to do if we want to see if there's anything else in this world that's working with us is to invite it to come into our lives, to actually begin the conversation with whatever it is. And most of us begin the conversation not in our happy times, but in our most challenging times. Most of us finally say, if you're there, you know, show yourself. Let's start talking. If there's something really there and that this is not all things that everybody else talked about, then show yourself in my life. So I've noticed also that it shows up in my life since I invited in all different manners, in silly ways even. Last night, we decided to run over to Dierbergs real fast and had a shopping list, and Mark went this way and I went that way, and I was over in the deli section. And you pulled a little number, and for some reason they messed up the number and it said 67 up there. But I was like number 37. And so I said, no, it's 37, not 67. And this man comes up to me who's also waiting, and he goes, did you ever see that commercial with Iggy Woods that where he pulls number 44? And I said, that is my favorite commercial. He goes, that's my wife and I love that commercial. It's our favorite commercial. I said, my husband does that. He does that so perfectly. So I went, where's Mark? Mark. I go, just a minute. So I go running off to find Mark. And he's picking out pork steaks, which we're going to have later today. He's picking out in the meat section. I said, honey, there's this guy. Come over and do your Iggy Woods farm. He goes, what? I said, no, you got to come do the Iggy Woods farm. And so he's like, okay. So he's a good sport. So he comes over, and I said, well, you got to pick a number first. So he goes over, and he picks the number. And I'm thinking, okay, now do your thing. And he doesn't do anything. He comes back over to me with the number, and he hands it to me. And it's 44. And I said, how did you do that? And I knew he did not do that. So then when they called 44, Mark did his Iggy Woods. Could I have cold cuts today? Right there in the middle of the section. And at first he like caught the people behind the counter by surprise, and then they start laughing because they knew what he was doing. So if you haven't seen that commercial, you will now. It's in your consciousness. Okay. So I've had that happen so many times to me before, but what?
I want to see him.
Oh.
44, that's me! I did some cold cuts today!
What a sport. What a sport. You didn't know Iggy Woods got excited about everything. So, anyway, When I did this journaling, though, and this was really took me a really long time for me to ever share any of my journaling with anybody, was I realized that when I was going through a challenge that I got guidance from a different perspective than I ever saw. I never thought about a wall. I never thought about, here's what the real issue is. It's you have built up walls that are either from you or from the world or from somebody else. You actually have these walls, and that is what's preventing you from doing the thing you would love or from the life of ease. And some people have built up walls and ceilings and everything, and they're living in a little bitty box. And they're trying to figure out how to get out of the situation that they're in. They're trying to figure out, how does a woman break the ceiling that's created by men? It's all about what the world is doing to you all the time. And instead, it's what do you have written on the wall in your mind that prevents you from going any further? And that's a really interesting way to look at it. And to understand that you have something within you, a higher self, a divine friend, whatever you want to call it, there's something within you that's saying, let's go look at this together. And let's see if that really makes sense, or if it's just a belief that you adopted that came from somebody else and somewhere else. Let's go read that. What is it? So, like I've told you, some of you before, when I wanted to go into interior design, the people in my class said, oh, we'll never get jobs in interior design. We'll never do that. It's an overcrowded field. It can't happen. Blah, 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 blah. And what I said to myself, because I was already in this process, was that may be true for them, but that is not true for me. That may be what they have written, but that's not what I have written. And if the wall's not there, there is nothing to prevent your heart's desire from coming in, because your heart's desire is what you really are. That's your authentic self. That's what came in here to express. So somebody might say, well, I'd love to go into music, but I know you can't make any money in the music world. I'd love to go into art, but I know you can't do that. And everything is based on what the world has told you, or what your parents have told you, or what your friends have told you, and then you spend your whole life not living because of a wall that all of a sudden you allowed in your own mind. And I always picture somebody who's on their deathbed, and you go and you talk to them, and they say, oh, I thought you were going to go into music. It's like, yeah, but I remember you telling me that you can't make any money in music. I just picture that person saying, really? I said that? Oh, that was nothing. I don't know why I said that to you. You should have done that. Can you imagine if you put that much weight on something that one person said to you because you had that person in a position of power that they never really had, that you've now shaped your entire life over somebody else's thoughts? Kelly Standing, who was up here playing with the microphone, doing the quotes, has written a book called I'm Still Standing. And it's about her near-death experiences and what she learned there. Now, you're done having those experiences, right? Okay, good. Okay, so, but in that space, this is something she shared with us in class the other day, was one of the things that she recognized there when she was on the other side of these beliefs that we have in our physical reality, is I could have had a V8. And I think that's such a great way of putting it. It's like when you're on the other side, beyond the beliefs, all the small-mindedness, you go, oh my gosh, I could have had a V8. I could have had the life I wanted. I could have gone for it. I could have done this. I could have done that. I could have, like, removed all of the obstacles, all the tethers, and just gone for it, for the experience of it, and not for, well, I've got to be successful, or I have to be famous, I have to be all these different things that your personality might want, just because I love to do it. And see if you can do it. It's amazing how we call them synchronicities, opportunities, coincidences happen when we allow ourselves to start moving toward our heart's desire, towards accepting the fact that we could have this wonderful, good life starting right in this moment. All I have to do is remove some walls, some beliefs that are preventing it from happening. So many people say they feel alone, when in reality, we have people everywhere we go, all around us. We can interact with the person at the deli counter if we choose. That man was so delighted after he'd made a fool of himself, no, as was I, that he came over and thanked him. And he said, I'm so glad I was here for this. It's like, you were part of it, man. So there's these walls where we tell ourselves stories and then we live within the story. But there's something within us that if we decide we want to meditate, just have an open conversation about while we're hiking, or an inner conversation, or we want to write it in a journal, and we could say, could you give me some help on this? I need a new perspective on this. That you will actually get an answer. It will come through other people, or the next book you open up, or the next Harmony Fellowship service you show up at, or wherever, in your own journal. And it will be, my gosh, I never saw it that way. All I have to do is go up to that wall and say, is that really true? Is there, just because it seems like that's what most people believe, is there really any truth there? Is there some reason? Because I do see people who are successful or doing what it is that they love. So how is it that they can do it and others can't? And it would be amazing to have that V8 moment when you realize that's because some realize it's a belief that's preventing them from doing it and others don't. They buy the belief. These beliefs are not real. When you start to ponder that you are an eternal soul, and this is the blip, this is the temporary, this is the illusion, not what you really are, then you start to grasp, of course, those are just walls that made sense to my personality here, to that social self, that people pleaser, that one who's trying to do things by the rules the right way. That's not who I am at all. Not at all. When we get into that mindset, the walls just naturally start to fall down without you even thinking about it too much. So the journal went on. After good everywhere as far as the eye can see, when we get on the other side of the wall, you have found me and your true self. The rest was an illusion, something that you or someone else built. The wall that you have been hitting and bumping up against is down. You tore it down. This is your power to do so. You follow your heart's desire, you dream your dream. Now, and there are no walls around you, it is now done. Your part is done. You know that it is I within you that does the work. I am the how. I am what is beyond your belief, and I am with you always. When we start to grasp that we don't have to figure out how to do something, we just have to move the obstructions around it. We do that best by centering in who and what we are. Remembering. And as I say these words, I know it's hitting a mark. I know that you know who and what you really are. You know it. And sometimes we dance so fast in this world and we make so much noise and we believe we have to be so busy all the time, because if not, we don't look important. Our idle hands are the devil's work. It's important to strive and struggle. Nothing comes easy. You know that's not true. Thank you.